Penguin Audio presents Relic Master, Dark City, by Catherine Fisher. Read by Dan Bittner and Emma Galvin.
The Box of Flames.
Chapter 1. The world is not dead. The world is alive and breathes. The world is the whim of God, and her journey is forever. Litany of the Makers. The seven moons were all in the sky at once. Tonight they made the formation that Galen called the web, one in the center, Pyra, the small red one, and the others in a circle around her. They glimmered over the treetops. It was a good omen, the sisters' most perfect dance. Raffi stared up at them with his arms full of wood. As an experiment, he let his third eye open and made tiny purple filaments of light spray from the central moon to all the others, linking them in a flaring pattern. After a while, he changed the color to blue, managing to hold it for a few minutes. And even when it faded, a faint echo still lingered. He watched it till his arms were tired. Then he held the wood more carefully and turned away. That had been better than last time. He was getting quite good at it. He ought to tell Galen. Or maybe not. Gathering up more of the crumbling twigs, he moved through the dark trees resentfully. It was no use talking to Galen. The keeper was in one of his bitter moods. He'd only laugh, that short, harsh laugh of contempt. The wood was very dry, rotting on the forest floor. Huge ants scurried out of it, and the armored wood...